Hey everybody, this is Dr. William Clark here for Leadership Conversations. This is the show where we talk about leadership according to the world that matters to you. Now, a couple of episodes ago, we started this conversation about communication for leaders and how we can continue to improve our communication style so that we can strengthen our leadership. And it was an interesting conversation to start. And I wanted to continue to have that conversation with you all because without good communication, quite frankly, we will have weak leadership, right? Communication is the center of what we do, and we just need to continue to improve our communication. And I'll tell you this, you know, mature leaders, seasoned leaders, leaders who've been doing this for a while will tell you that without clear, effective, good communication, your team will struggle. You'll struggle. And at the end of the day, we're trying to avoid as many unnecessary struggles as possible. So the better we're able to communicate, the better we give our leadership a fighting chance. Now, the basis of this conversation is coming from an article that was written in Entrepreneur Magazine by Josh Stimel. And we're going to continue in a couple of thoughts that he shared here. Now, here's one that a lot of us need to figure out how to get better at, and that is keep quiet, man. Keep quiet. How many meetings do you go to where you talk the most? Even though you're the leader, even though you're the one making final decisions, and even though you might have scheduled the meeting and someone else is presenting, how many meetings have you gone to where you've talked the most? I will tell you that if you're talking more than everybody else in the room, then you're not effectively communicating at all. What you're doing is talking. That doesn't mean you're communicating. Communication is a two-way street where you yourself are sharing information and you are also on the receiving end of that information as well. If you're unable to receive information, that is, take in information, process information, then you're not effectively communicating. It's a one-way street where you're giving. You're not checking in. You're not asking questions. You're not seeing if people have other things to contribute. You're just going at it. And at the end of the day, what we're responsible for is figuring out how to make sure that we're communicating at our best, at the best possible level, rather, with the people that we are in relationship with. It's impossible to say that we're effectively communicating with someone if we're doing most, if not all, the talking, or if we're standing in the way of our team members being able to communicate with us. Now, the reason why you want to consider being quiet is, one, you want to know what other people are thinking. You want to consider what they're processing, what's going on in their mind. You never know what good ideas exist within your team if you're always talking, if you're the one that's always talking or presenting. You never know what steps can be taken to make the work much easier if you're the one that's always talking. You never know what strategies can be implemented or explored if you're always the one talking. At the end of the day, teamwork is what's going to make everything go. Now, part of it is your ability to communicate and to share your strategies, to share your thinking with your team. The other part of it is your ability to hear other people as they're sharing their thoughts with you. Now, there's the one side where you say, okay, I want to know the best ideas that are out there floating around in our team. That's one reason to be quiet. Another reason to be quiet is you don't know what bad ideas are floating around if you don't have people communicate them. Imagine if you are constantly talking and you don't know what's on the mind of your team and they have come up with ideas that are really, really bad for reasons that they are not clear on or aware of. How can you address them? How can you address those issues or help your team process information better if you don't know what's on their mind, if you don't know what they're thinking? And in order to find out what they're thinking, you, my friend, have to learn how to be quiet more. Further, if you're not quiet, you won't find out that your team isn't thinking anything. There are some cases where your team feels like, well, I don't have to come up with the idea. I don't have to think through anything because leader so-and-so is going to figure it out. And we're just going to sit here and waste time. You won't know that unless you're keeping quiet. Communication is a two-way street. You got to share and then you got to get. Here's another thought Josh shares. Listen to listen. Don't listen to your people talk just so you can say, all right, I gave you a chance to talk. Now let me talk. Too many of us do that in personal relationships now where we're constantly talking and then we're listening just so that we can rebut arguments or we can say, I gave you a chance, or we can just get something or allow somebody to get something off their chest for the sake of getting it off their chest. And we're not really listening. We're not processing what they're saying. The idea of keeping quiet and the idea of listening is to receive information so that we can do something with that information, perhaps change our behavior, perhaps change a thought or a strategy, perhaps change something about what we're doing, perhaps put people in better positions. How would you know that Sally on your team would be the right fit for a new position that you're developing, a position that's currently open, or a need you have for the team unless you're listening? You got to be quiet first. You got to listen to Sally talk. And when she talks, you got to listen. I can't tell you how many awesome ideas that have been uncovered and discovered because I sat there and listened. I was quiet. And then as I processed what was being shared with me, I realized who better than to execute an idea or to lead the charge for our team than the person who's talking about the idea right now. You build morale when you listen to people talk and share their ideas and then give them the green light to go ahead and execute their ideas. You kill morale by listening to ideas and doing nothing about it. And you also kill morale by listening to ideas, identifying it as a good idea, and then giving it to someone else to manage, someone who didn't come up with the idea. No. Leadership is about influence, and it's about getting people to go in a singular direction as a team. And the most effective way to do that is to allow your team members to come up with strategies and ideas and concepts that are going to move the needle, and allowing those persons who came up with the idea to run with the idea and execute it. This is how you build significant buy-in with your team. This is how people feel like they can trust you, Leader X, with their ideas. And when people feel like they can trust you with their ideas, man, how many cool ideas do they come up with? How many cool ideas do they develop as a result of the trust they feel with you, the trust they feel that they can share their ideas with you? Man, listen to listen. Here's the last thing I'll share from this article. Simplify, simplify, simplify. Simplify your message. Simplify your idea. Simplify what you're trying to communicate. Filter down your concept. Yes, you're the leader, and yes, you probably know everything about everything, and you can go all nerd on people. While your team appreciates it, you can overcomplicate a message when you share way too much, or you don't simplify the concepts for them, or you don't make it, you don't present the information in a way that helps them understand it, or you don't use local language acronyms within the team to help bring the point home. The goal is to communicate a simple message as simply as you can, so that when people hear it, they automatically and immediately get it. Can you simplify what you want to communicate in 2 to 3 sentences or 2 to 3 bullets? Try doing that. Try simplifying a complex message into the top 2 or 3 thoughts and give those 2 or 3 bullets a topic or a subject and share with your team. And see how better they receive that message. Perhaps the difficulty you've been experiencing in communicating a message or getting a message over is tied to the lack of the simplification of the message. When you look back at these three items I share with you today, keeping quiet, listen to listen, and simplify, 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 you'll start to notice the behavior of your team shift a bit. Again, leadership is about influence. Leadership is about creating movement towards a direction. And you can do that by way of effective communication. Keep quiet, listen, and simplify. This is Dr. William Clark here for Leadership Conversations, and hope you found this helpful. Listen, I want you guys, as you kind of, as we come to the end of this podcast, I want you guys to visit our Facebook page, Leadership Conversations with Dr. William Clark. Visit our IGTV page, Dr. William P. Clark. My Twitter handle, Dr. William P. Clark. My YouTube page, and subscribe. Even visit Anchor, which is a platform I use to publish a lot of my podcasts, or visit your favorite podcasting platform and hit the subscribe button to the Leadership Conversation Show with Dr. William Clark. If you enjoy this content, if you enjoy this content and you subscribe, you get automatic updates about what's going on, new podcasts that are published as soon as I get them up there, content that will make a difference in your leadership. And you get to communicate with me. You get to share your ideas, your thoughts, your concerns, your questions about what you want me to address in a future show. I'll be glad to do that. I'll be glad to check it out and to respond to some of your questions. Subscribe. Leave me a comment. And we'll see you guys in the next show.